desire your attention, a little bit of your time. Desire that the Lord will help inspire clarity of thought and understanding. Write the title on the board. I've written on the board talents and forbearance. And I'd like to read maybe two verses out of the 25th chapter of Matthew, verses 14 and 15. I didn't realize this morning how closely coupled this message is with the Sunday school lesson this morning. So let's look into the Word of the Lord a little bit more. Matthew 25 and 14. It says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." Well, there's much that could be said. There's much that has been said about this parable, about what it might mean and how it has application to us. And in fact, not very long ago, we spent some time looking at this parable as well as the parable that's similar to it that speaks of 1 talent being given to all. The talent that seemed to represent the gospel, the word of the Lord, the same talent. 1 talent was given to all. Well, this morning, my burden is not to re-preach what has already been preached recently, or to do a deep dive into what all this parable might mean and the application that it has for us in life. But I would like to pay particular attention to a little phrase that was put in this verse 15 that said that Jesus gave to every man according to his several ability. God indeed gives, He gives different responsibilities in His body, in His church, His body, according to different abilities that people have, abilities that the Lord Himself allows other people to have. And He takes into account people's strengths, and He takes into account their weaknesses, and often the Lord places people in His body and gives talents and responsibilities, if you will, different than what we would if it was left up to us. If it were left up to me and said, "Well, Rod, why don't you just go ahead and set everybody in their rightful place in the body of the Lord," I'd make a royal mess of it. But the Lord, He sees things that we don't see. He understands things we don't understand. He knows what is coming, and I don't know what's coming. He knows what's gone on in the past, and I know very little about what's gone on in the past. He knows the need of the hour. I don't know the need of the hour. And so, the Scripture tells us that the Lord gave talents, responsibilities, according to each man's several ability, which he has a whole lot to do with. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And so, in Ephesians 4 and 11, it says that he gave some apostles. This is your work. This is a talent that I'm now giving you to go exercise and use for my good. You're going to be an apostle. And he gave some prophets. And he gave some evangelists. And he gave some pastors. And he gave some teachers. Hold on. It doesn't end there. Everybody here is included. He keeps going. 1 Corinthians 12 and 8 speaks of the Spirit giving some words of wisdom. Not necessarily to the apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Hopefully he's given them the words that they need to fulfill their responsibility. But sometimes in a body of people like we have here, there are those in the congregation that God has given to them a talent. He's given to them a responsibility that according to their ability that maybe other people don't have to the extent that they have. And he gave to them words of wisdom. And I'm sure appreciative of those that God has given words of wisdom to share with us. And it says, it goes on and it says, and to others, he gives words of knowledge. There's some among us, among the body of the Lord, that they may not be a prophet or an apostle. They may not be in the forefront, in front of people. But God has given them words of knowledge where they have, not only do they have understanding about something that is applicable to us all, that we need, that touches our lives, but he gives them words of knowledge for our benefit. It keeps going. To another, discerning of spirits. There are those in the body of Christ that aren't necessarily apostles or prophets or those, again, that stand in front. But he gives some talent according to ability that he also endues from on high. To be able to discern spirits. To be able to look at a situation and with wisdom understand what spirit it is of. That it can be shared and utilized to benefit the body as a whole. It keeps going. Verse 28 speaks of gifts of helps. See, there's so many things that could be written. It seems like that was encapsulated many things. That the Lord comes and he sees different needs in the body. And so to some, he says, now you have a responsibility because there's some help that is going to be needed over here in some way. And don't minimize helps. Sometimes those are some very close places that it's so helpful to have somebody that has been given a talent from God to be that person of the moment, of the hour, of the day, of the week, whatever it is, that they can impart that if they're willing. Gifts of helps and governments. And this list could go on and on. And this morning, nobody's left out. The Lord has a place for all of us that he comes and he gives to us responsibilities and he gives us talents according, it said, to our several ability. And I want to touch on that specifically here in a moment. He's speaking of giving these types of responsibilities and abilities. This is key. To people. To imperfect human beings. People that are created, that have strengths and weaknesses and places in their room, in their lives where there's so much room for improvement. And we need each other. And so the scripture also tells us, and it brings out that there's many members. There's numerous members here today, but there's one body, and how that we need each other, and that it takes all of us to make up the whole, and that it doesn't do for the eye to tell the nose, you really ought to be seeing better than what you see. I mean, what kind of sense would that make? If the eyes were to say to the nose, why can't you see it? It's right in front of your nose. Don't we say that sometimes? It's right in front of your nose. Can't you see it? Well, they might not be able to see it because they're a nose. Maybe it's because they're not an eye. The eyes are there for a reason. They're there to see. God gave us eyes so that we could see. But then he also has another member that he gave us, and that was a nose to smell with, and ears to hear with, and senses. And it doesn't make sense if I wake up in the morning and I say, that nose of mine, that thing still cannot see. I've tried and tried to see through my nose and I still can't see a thing. What is wrong with my nose? And those ears of mine, I've tried to smell with them. I've worked with them. I told them. I've instructed them. I've been patient with them. But now I'm losing my patience because those ears, they simply are not smelling like they ought to smell. And we would all sit here this morning and say, oh, that doesn't even make sense. That's a nose. It's an ear. It's an eye. It's not supposed to do everything. They have their function, and yet it's many members, but it's one body. And that's not my analogy. That's the analogy that the scriptures bring out, that it's many members, but it said it's one body. And this morning now, I'd like to give special and particular attention to a very real reality. And that is that sometimes, and maybe perhaps often, by very nature of the strength that somebody has, it can cause them to be vulnerable to a weakness. That happens. Some people are really good talkers. Need people that know how to talk and communicate. And they have the gift of talking. But it might make them vulnerable to not being able to listen very well. There are some people that are visionaries that are able to see the big picture, and they're always looking at the big picture. But because that's how they're made up, it can make them vulnerable to being weak in paying attention to the details of this grand vision that they just dreamed up that's supposed to work. Because details do matter. You see what I'm saying? That sometimes, by nature. And I've long thought about it this way, This is just the way I think, and you probably think about it differently, but I think about it as a circle of talent and vulnerability. And if you'll allow me, I'm going to draw a picture. I call this a circle of talent and vulnerability. So, can y'all see this? I've drawn a circle. This is a continuous circle. And on this side is a minus sign. It represents weakness. And on this side is a plus, and it represents strength, a grand talent. And think about this in terms of a particular talent or responsibility or ability that God has given to someone that's in the body. Well, sometimes, many times, as a group with any given ability, maybe it's interacting with other people, communicating, leading, you name it. Lots of folks, we might be down here somewhere. But every once in a while, God sees fit to put somebody up here that's very, very strong in an area. But did you notice how close this is to this? It doesn't take a whole lot to get to this side. And an example of this, that sometimes by very nature of the strength that people have, puts them in a position where they have to carefully manage a vulnerability that could be a weakness that could be detrimental to the people that they're around, or a hindrance, or a trial. And one example maybe of this would be take charge type people. And I've worked with some folks that are like this on the job. They are take charge people. They've got high energy. They see what needs to be done, and they really do see what needs to be done. Not just, it's a talent that they have. They've got energy, and they've got a vision. They see things that need to be done, and they are ready to charge the mountain and take the mountain. And they're ready to wonder why everybody else isn't charging the mountain too. But if they're not careful with this ability and talent and responsibility that is so very necessary, they can charge the mountain and get up there and look around and find out that they're all by themselves and everybody else is still down here at the base of the mountain. Because if they're not careful, they don't manage the potential weakness. And these people down here have a difficult time getting past their presentation to get to the content of what it is that they're presenting. And yet, we need people that are high energy. We need people that see what needs to be done. We need people that will charge the mountain. And sometimes, people that have a seemingly great weakness that just looks like it's time to, we need to speak up, we need to talk, we need to, something needs to be done here, and they're a person that's not who they are. We say, well, where we got to go here. You're still there. And yet, sometimes we miss the fact that they're not that far away. That trait that has been given to them can be a very valuable, strong asset in a little bit different situation where you need somebody that's just willing to stay put and quietly look at what needs to be done and maybe give a listening ear and be able to see what needs to be seen that can't be seen when you're right in the midst of the fray. You know, it's good to have people when you got a group of people that are interacting and you're trying to get to a solution, to have somebody that is watching and just taking it all in. Because sometimes they see things that other people miss that are right in the middle of it. But here's what we tend to do as people. The people that are strong in an area, they look around when there's a need in that area, and they look around and they say, why can't everybody see this? Why isn't everybody doing what needs to be done? Why isn't everybody charging the mountain? It's obvious. It's right in front of your nose. It's right there. Why aren't you just, get out of your box. You need to get out of your box and you just need to go as a human being. And the ones on the other side are saying, why don't you just get in a box for a little while? And because of some of these differences, there can be conflict, potential conflict. Because what happens is that we have all of these members, but one body, but they've the responsibilities and the talents have been given out differently to different people. And then what happens is it's time to mourn, and it's time to get quiet, and it's time to listen, and it's time to let your heart open up and empathize and sympathize and get quiet. And you got somebody over there that's piping. And you look around and you go, what are they piping for? It's time to mourn. What are they doing over there? They're a piper. That's why they're piping, because they're a piper. God made them a piper. And sometimes because they're a piper, they have to struggle managing piping when they shouldn't be piping. And then you have a time where it's time to pipe. It's time to pipe. Everybody gets together. It says time to pipe. And you got this person over there that's just, they're mourning. They're just mourning. And you go, why are they mourning? It's time to pipe. The person is over there mourning. It's because they're a mourner. It's because God, He gave them a responsibility to help fill the body to be a mourner. And sometimes part of that means, and I'm repeating myself on purpose, that it can be a weakness. It's a strength when it's time to mourn, and they're as good as it gets. But they have to manage trying not to be a mourner when it's time to pipe. And the piper has got to be careful that they're not always piping when it's time to mourn. And yet, at the same time, we have to realize that we're different. God made us different. He did not make all of us mourners. He did not make all of us pipers. And we, if we're not careful, we can get weary of the piper. We can get weary of the mourner. We can allow our patience to be tried when we look around and there's the ear again, and all they can do is hear. When we need to be having our eyes open to what's going on, and they just can't see. It's because they're not the eye. God made them an ear. And you know what? There's going to be a time that comes when it's time to pipe, and the body as a whole is going to be awfully glad that you have a piper, because you need a piper. And when it's time to pipe, regardless of whatever challenges to your patience or weaknesses that the piper may have, when it's time and needful for there to be a piper, as a body, we're going to be glad that we have a piper. You following me so far? And when it's time to mourn and somebody needs somebody that knows how to listen, and maybe I'm not just speaking of, you know, the averages and kind of the normal, but I'm talking about sometimes the people that are, that in math they call it the sigmas that are out at the very end. It's a very small percentage of the people that maybe are really good at something, which sometimes, not always, but sometimes it makes them vulnerable to a weakness. But there are times we need people like that. And we'll be glad we had them. Now, there's going to be times when the eyes are closed because they're sleeping, and they're going to be awfully glad that those ears could hear to bring recognition to something that otherwise would have been missed if it hadn't been for the ears. It's rare, if ever, I've never met anybody like this, where you have a person that has it all. They got five talents of responsibility, they got five talents of ability, and they're a person of all hours. Have you ever met anybody like that? They just have it all. No, that doesn't typically happen. And so we need each other. God wants us to appreciate each other and the differences that we have, and resist the human tendency to try to make everybody like we think they ought to be. Because we don't need everybody to be a piper. We don't want everybody to be a mourner. We don't want my face to be full of eyes. I don't want two eyes here and an eye here and an eye here and two eyes right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't want six eyes. So, well, the eyes, I mean, that's where it's at. We need to be able to see. I don't want six eyes. I don't want to have six noses either, or six ears. I want to be content with what God has given me to do. It's a responsibility He gave me. And I don't want to feel diminished when somebody else comes along and maybe they make you feel like, why can't you see? Just know, often it's because God didn't make you the eye. And there's going to come a time when He's going to need you. And the responsibility and the talent and the ability that He's given you, He didn't give to everybody else. And you're needed. And He wants us as a people to come to the place where we can look out and appreciate the fact that we are many members. No, not everyone's going to always do everything like we think they should, even as a piper. Sometimes we say, look, I'm a mourner. I know I'm not a piper, but they shouldn't pipe like that. Well, you're not a piper. Be content with who you are. Appreciate what God has given to those that are around you, and trust the Lord that He knows what He's doing when He places members in the body, and when He puts people in our paths. It's why the Scripture says God, He gives us strength and abilities associated with our several ability. That's what it said here, according to their several ability. And it said he gave some five, and he gave some two, and he gave some one. And you know what? And you know what else is true? That oftentimes the one that he gives five in this area, in some particular area, he gave him five. Well, but over here he gave there a one. Gave him one. Didn't give him a lot of responsibility. He didn't make everybody fives. He gave you a five in responsibility and talents in this area, maybe, but over here is somebody else. And the Lord wants us to recognize, I need the help. I need to appreciate and value other people in the body. And before we switch and conclude, here's the other thing. God, He uses the weaknesses that are associated with the strengths that He gives sometimes to help that person stay humble, sometimes to help that person fall on their knees and realize that they have great need before God and that they need to seek Him. He uses weaknesses to help us grow. And sometimes He uses my weakness to help you grow. Because sometimes the way I am puts you on your knees. And I may know nothing about it. I may be oblivious to it. But it's a weakness that I have. And you're having to deal with it. And you're having to get down before God about it. And it's His plan that it's that way. And so, for the forbearance part, before we close, Colossians 3 and 13 says, forbearing one another and forgive one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Forbearing one another. And forbear means to be patient. Forbear means to be tolerant. And sometimes forbearing involves carrying a load that is imposed upon you because of something somebody else is doing. And forbearing means that you carry that load with patience. Give people room and space when you think, that's just not right. They at a minimum should be here, maybe. But at a minimum, you should probably be somewhere else too, in some area of your life. And so the scripture says, forbear with each other. One translation says, make allowance for other people's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Make allowance. And Ephesians said it this way in 4 and 2, with all lowliness and meekness. The person that may feel like and have some self-awareness that they're a five in this area. God has given them five talents in this area, perhaps, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, recognizing that other people have to forbear with you too. There's a reason for these types of direct and specific scriptures that we've just read, because it's necessary for the piper to forbear with the mourner. It's necessary for the mourner to forbear with the piper. It's necessary for all of us with wherever we are, with lowliness and meekness, recognizing our need for each other, to forbear when we feel like that there's a bridge that has happened and somebody has gone outside of their lane and is creating a little bit of a problem. Think about the strength that they have that's so helpful for you when it's needed. So in closing this morning, to drive these points home, is we're not all the same. God didn't make us the same. He didn't intend that we try to make ourselves the same in all areas. We're different. And recognize that sometimes the seemingly strengths and strong points of people and weaknesses of other people can tend to cause us to have to be patient with each other. These differences can cause us to be turned off. And if we're not careful, wish that maybe they weren't even there. We'd just be a whole lot better off if that just wasn't there. Well, the Lord may see that differently. So the Scripture tells us to forbear and make allowance. For the individual, sometimes that you don't feel like is where they ought to be is the very individual that God can use in situations where your talent is most insufficient. And so the Lord, the Scriptures, teach us that we're many members. We're one body. Let's help each other. Let's protect each other. And yes, we don't want to be in the place where we say, well, that's just the way I am. I've got this strength, and so I offend some of you and I run over because that's who I am, and y'all ought to fall in line here, and this other piece over here, hey, that's just the way that I'm made. You know, no. God, He wants us to endeavor to have some self-awareness, which means how are my actions influencing the other people that are in the room with me? And if it's negatively, Lord, help me better understand how I can take the responsibility and the ability that you have given me to further your cause in the very best way without causing a problem with somebody else. The Lord wants us to be willing to do that. But to us all, that we recognize we're many members and we're going to be different. And the Lord wants us to be willing to bear and forbear with each other as we endeavor to fill the place that He wants us to fill to further the cause of Christ. May God help us, each one, including me, to have increased understanding of these things. Appreciate your attention this morning. Amen.